Welcome to the zoo. This is yours truly, here from the broadcast booth. You might hear some fireworks because it is New Hampshire after all, and it's that kind of state where we live free or die, and it means do whatever the hell we want. I mean, if it's after 10, well, it's not a work night for most people, so, alrighty, so, I'm just gonna get a few more minutes. I'm gonna try to get to my stream right now so you can see comments and stuff like that, because I'm, get to that, and, excuse me, I gotta get to my, I just started a little late, god, my room hot mess, but I'm working on it. I'm finishing up the workflow here in the studio. My phone, the July phoners, it's still apparently I gotta get some new what I do is I take these line cords and I use them to, because you can do that, terminate them into RJ9, so I don't have to deal with curly cables. Right now, tonight, I have curly cables on both ends because just the cord that came with the JK audio device it's not long enough for where I want it to be. So, just more work. It looks like I'm on a delay, but not pretty long, so that's good. I think it's more on both the computer. And if you notice in the tag here, the sticker, it's Don't Be a Karen. I got this at Zoomies. It's a cool place and stuff. Without a further ado, should I just clear out my entire, cart? Because it was all from CPAC. Ugh. I'll just put this. So, Trump loves his Layer 3 devices. He was in Arizona this past week, I think it was, because you'll hear some funky music. It comes from the Lincoln Project, from their live stream this week. You never knew that he was going to be a Layer 3 loser, right? But. Oh, because I'm not plugged. Oh, yeah, that would help if I could plug in my touch screen. So, oh dear. I gotta be careful here. Ugh. Showing cables here. Come on. Right, let's go. Play Layer 3.
Network routers. We want the routers. Get those routers, please. Can you get those routers? Those routers. The routers, they don't want to give them. Get those routers. The routers.
Oh, that's a shortcut, but let's play the longer one. This is funny as hell. 23 seconds, go.
County has, for whatever reason, also refused to produce the network routers. We want the routers, Sonny. Wendy, we gotta get those routers, please. Come on, Kelly, we can get those routers. Those routers, you know what? They don't want to give up the routers. They don't want to give them. They are fighting like hell. If you got those routers, what that will show. You know what? We're so beyond the routers.
This goes way beyond the routers. Way goes, it's not about those damn switches. You know, what about those core switches, Donnie boy? What about those Layer 3 switches? You know, was it a Catalyst? Is it a Cisco 2900? 2901 failing at the polls? What is it, Trumpy boy?
Network routers! We want the routers, Sonny. Get those routers, please. Can you get those routers? Those routers.
Those
the routers.
Routers.
They don't want to give them. Got those routers. The routers.
The routers. The routers. It's like smoke and mirrors. You know, the fake Steve Ballmer only said that 3 times in Pirates of Silicon Valley. And anyone who has listened to me for a while, I had played that cut a gazillion times. But yeah, just routers.
County has, for whatever reason, also refused to produce the network routers. We want the routers, Sonny. Wendy, we got to get those routers, please. Come on, Kelly, we can get those routers. Those routers, you know what? AI? They don't want to give up the routers. They don't want to give them. They are fighting like hell. If you got those routers, what that will show. You know what? We're so beyond the routers.
It goes way beyond those core layer 3 devices. I could play that even more. I was going to do this, but unfortunately, maybe in the next block I could do that. Maybe. I don't know. Those routers.
County heads, for whatever reason, also refuse to produce the network routers. We want the routers, Sonny. Wendy, we got to get those routers, please. Come on, Kelly, we can get those routers. Those routers, you know what? They don't want to give up the routers. They don't want to give them. They are fighting like hell. If you got those routers, what that will show. You know what? We're so beyond the routers.
Oh, beyond the layer 3 devices. My God. Blame Sophos when in doubt. All right. All right, so should I talk about fringy, cringy people tonight? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't cut this up for the show. I was doing a lot of tidying up this room to make it look a little more decent here. Also, just a life update. Since Tuesday, while you've been away, we had the inspection for my mom's refi, and really what they wanted to do is make sure it was livable. So it didn't need to look so perfectly clean. And unfortunately, some of the spots around here, which I can't show you here right now, but there's my shelf up there. It actually, the door can't fully open, so I got to move that shelf somewhere else. It's, it's out of the frame right now. And, unfortunately, that was the, and then the guy hit the copy where I hold my ad spot and stuff like that, but whatever. I'm actually watching the Olympics, and I'm seeing Mike Tirico and these freaking augmented reality stuff. It's just like, can we just please stop with this shit? I mean, it's just eye candy, and I'm sick and tired of live events telling me a story. So, anyways, with that, what else happened? I'm still fixing, like I said, the live setup here, but I'm basically kind of in position right now, which I kind of like. This has been, months in the planning, and now we're kind of getting into it. What I want to do is actually get a rollout tray for the ThinkPad so I can have that on the left, or just get the one of the options I wanted to do is do remote access, but I can't get into the remote desktop really easily for whatever reason, so I'm gonna get a dock at some point too. So by the way, it was 10 years and a month ago that the Bruins won the Stanley Cup. I just finally printed them on Shutterfly. I don't know how Shutterfly stays in business with all their deep discounts. I mean, I can't do it with Techie Crafts. I mean, Techie Crafts, I have a ding every time I pimp my brand. It's I don't know how they make money. So, what scary thing about with that was I almost lost the images because my laptop had gotten, I think, malware or virus. It had Windows XP. It wasn't the most secure operating system at that point. And I was this close to cheating with death with losing files. And thankfully, I had put it on the network drive. I mean, I'm not using Windows as the endpoint, and not to say the Macs can be vulnerable to damages too, but I that would have been a bad thing. So, anyways, let's try to go into the fringy cringy hour on the politics. If I can even find it right now, I'm having issues trying to call up that document. So, what the... There, okay. I'm freaking out right now because Finder can take a while to run here. So, his name's, if anyone who is on the anti-vax, world, there's this guy named Del Bigtree, and I'm not going to give him much, attention that he deserves, but his name sounds like a porn star. I mean, he looks like the guy that could be in a porn movie. But he's really a fringy guy. He's actually the producer behind the infamous film Faxed. That was a documentary that was produced by or directed by the infamous Dr. Wakefield. He's now a dino, but he this was back in 2016 where they strong belief that vaccines cause autism, even though there's not enough conclusive evidence to back that up. But anyways, he's a very manipulative, persuasive dude that just thinks that he's God, and he used to be the producer for, in his words, CBS's The Doctors. Okay, anyone who's media literate would know the letter CBS in syndicated shows is it's a side business. It's not the network. He never went on the CBS, This Morning on the news or stuff like that. He was never on like the O&O stations or stuff like that. He was just, I believe that part of the CBS business was once the old King World business, the Rodney and Michael King, if I'm mistaken, the guys that brought Wheel and Jeopardy together and brought you Bill O'Reilly to the masses before he went to Fox, King World, right? And that was the connection. But whatever, but he, he was on The Doctors. I believe that was a spinoff of Dr. Phil, but he left after he, started to believe that vaccines cause autism. There's this big, interwebs social campaign that got stopped by CNN, whatever news service they had back. It wasn't iNews, but it was something. And so he's on the fringes. He was in California. You'll hear in this intro because they launched a whole new website, a kind of new set, but he's in Texas now because he doesn't want to wear a mask. He doesn't believe in vaccines. He's a homeopathic jackass. And so, we'll just play certain clips. I mean, I'm not going to play every clip of it, but we'll just run, a handful of this guy. I don't want to give this guy a platform. So he got deplatformed a year ago Thursday, and he'll read about it. So without further ado, here's Del Big Dick. But Big Tree. And he's actually walking on the set now. This is extended open.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are out there in the world, it's time to step out onto the high wire. Well, folks, one year ago today, we were kicked off of YouTube permanently. That was the beginning of our journey into a brand new website. At that point, we had to figure out how do we make videos work? How do we handle all the people that are going to come to our website? And we've been working our way through those details, adding different functions. But today, we are officially, for the first time, broadcasting on a brand new web platform. You're watching it live right now as we speak with a new chat function. We've got a community page where you can get a profile. If you want to be chatting during today's show, you have to have a profile. Part of that so that we can get rid of all the trolls that are getting in the way of good conversation.
Big pharma.
They're going to have
good
to get a profile too,
yeah,
which
sure.
Most of the time they don't want to do. I hope you're enjoying this experience. I'm sure we're going to have a couple of cute, kinks here and there as we go through this process. But I want to say that when they thought they were shutting us down, when they thought that's it, and all the articles said, that's it for ICANN, that's it for the high wire, they lost YouTube and eventually
Informed
Facebook.
Informed Consent Action Network.
What really happened is you all moved to the website. They underestimated you. For some reason, they thought you would not be capable of typing in www.thehighwire.com, but you did. And not by the tens of thousands that we're seeing on YouTube every week. but now by the millions every single week from around the world. And so many of you have been donating to ICANN so that we could keep up the work, so we could expand our research around the world. We now have international scientists bringing us information from around the world every single week. And, of course, our, you know, out of this world legal team, which is winning lawsuits all over this nation and helping with lawsuits around the world. All of that's made possible. Right now, today, you're going to see a few new bells and whistles. You know, we've got some new visual effects going on. All of this so that we can really show the world that intelligent people coming
intelligent
together
people.
Are able to...
All right, stop for a moment. He's pointing to a basically a flat panel cube screen. It's not that high-tech, but I digress. Oops. We got a 227.
Are able to really share the truth in ways as, you know, the quality level of any television show you watch, but even better because we're transparent. And we've talked about this a lot. The High Wire is trying to set a new precedent with the High Wire protocol. As you know, if you are signed up to our newsletter, which only takes just signing up right now on our page, join our newsletter, because on Monday, after every single Thursday show, we provide you with links to every piece of science, peer-reviewed science, evidence, story, video, all of it is in your hands so that you can share it with your friends. We're not telling you what to think. We're showing you, you know, how you find the information, how you think. And then when you go out to have your conversations, you don't have to say, hey, Del Bigtree said. You can say, here's the science right here. Here's the video where Fauci says this right here. It's total and complete transparency. That's
transparency.
The High Wire protocol.
The
and
protocol.
We're demanding
I love the
every
word
news
protocol.
Agency in the world take up.
Yeah, they're
this
not gonna
incredibly,
do that.
I mean, no doubt about it. This is death-defying news.
Death-defying.
You know, putting it all in the line. Transparency that has never been seen before. That's why we're called.
He never said ever before. He's talking like Trumpy boy.
The High Wire. I want to thank all of you who have been with us from the beginning, and especially through this last year, because what an incredible year it's been. So many ups and downs, twists and turns on this conversation about the COVID pandemic, and then the vaccination, and then we've seen the light. We're out of our masks. Everything feels like it's going to be okay. But now we're all starting to see this dark cloud looming on the horizon and wondering, is that a different storm? Is that the same storm? Are we in the eye of the storm? And who is to blame? If you listen to the thunder coming from the dark clouds, they'll tell you this.
So he plays a bunch of B-roll from the what's going on in the Deep South, but then, as a dick he is, he likes to manipulate you and overwhelm you with a lot of information so you can submit to him. What a whore.
The High Wire. I want to thank the High Wire.
Oops, this is going to be cut up in post for sure. Let's go here. 340, go. Four.
What is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know, you tell me.
Oh, we did record that. All right, let's... It was a pretty lengthy cut.
Of those who have chosen to protect their fellow citizens.
It's astounding, and I gotta say disheartening.
Oops, let's try to find that other cut. Since I didn't cut this up for air, it's gonna
be... But if you're not vaccinated...
Alright, let's find... There we go. Let's go down here.
It is truly a blessing from God.
The fringe...
Well, I guess there it is. It's the people that didn't take the vaccine that are really the problem. That's the blame game. That's what's going on today. But is it really the truth? I want to go through some of the headlines.
Truth.
Apparently none of these people in these videos have seen. And there's a lot of them. But let's go ahead and bury this stupid idea. Here it comes. COVID spreading fast in well-vaccinated California counties. fully vaccinated Carrie couple shocked and disappointed after both become sick from COVID.
So he's running Piers Morgan caught COVID at Euro 2020 finals
despite being double
jabbed. But you can just imagine what he's reading on
Wallingford dealing with
COVID-19
outbreak of the fully vaccinated.
COVID
outbreak among vaccinated Vegas hospital workers underscores Delta risks. Breakthrough COVID cases among vaccinated players postpones MLB game. Shooting for a Hollywood film shuts down after vaccinated cast, all of them get COVID. Sixth fully vaccinated Texas Democrat lawmaker tests positive for COVID-19. Texas Dems slam for super spreader trip as Biden Pelosi aides catch COVID, all of whom were vaccinated. Two passengers test positive for COVID on Celebrity Millennium fully vaccinated cruise. Outdoor wedding, six fully vaccinated infected
if you're watching
COVID-19 Delta variant.
Stanford
students concerned about breakthrough COVID cases after seven fully vaccinated test positive. Church camp COVID outbreak, 20 fully vaccinated residents test positive, health officials say. 28 fully vaccinated people contract COVID at homeless shelter in California. Minnesota finds 89 COVID cases in vaccinated people. COVID-19 infects about 100 vaccinated crew members on HMS Queen Elizabeth. TDH, more than 1,000 breakthrough COVID cases reported in Tennessee.
2 minutes.
Reports half of COVID-19 infected adults in Israel in latest outbreak were fully vaccinated. So far, 5,800 fully vaccinated people have caught COVID anyway in U.S., CDC says. Fully vaccinated New Orleans woman dies of COVID, age 33, in rare breakthrough case. 49 fully vaccinated people in New Jersey have died from COVID-19. 27 fully vaccinated people have died in Tennessee, health department says. 4 fully vaccinated people with underlying high-risk health conditions have died of COVID-19 in Dallas County. 246 infected, 3 dead from COVID-19 in Michigan despite being vaccinated. 79 people dead, 303 hospitalized in Massachusetts, breakthrough cases report. 169 dead, 644 hospitalized in Illinois, breakthrough COVID cases. You get the idea? It sounds a little bit like the vaccine isn't working at all. And in fact, and so it makes sense, it makes sense. I mean, I said it before, didn't I? I mean, I believe I said that when their vaccine starts failing, what was it? Can you remind me? What was it I said?
He plays a clip from last year.
Get ready. I've been warning you, right? They're going to blame us. They're going to blame us for not using their totally defunct and terrible, useless, worthless product. That was back in April. And we're going to do a lot of that today, since we're celebrating 1 year of being independent from censorship and controls by social media. We're going to show you how we've been getting it right from the beginning.
God.
But first, it's time for the Jackson Report.
And that is Jeffrey. That's Jeffrey with J-E-F-F-E-R-E-Y. It's because you need to have another E in his name. Pretentious dude. Let me go further down the cut here. I don't know why I may stop it. Let's go down. Let's hear him rant.
Which really is only dangerous for those that are already having all sorts of other health issues based on whatever, you know, things they've had in their life, but multiple issues like heart disease and COPD and cancer at the same time. 96% was what the CDC said. Really, those cases that had, you know, other comorbidities, usually 2.5 other comorbidities. But we showed you the science that natural immunity, your natural immune system, which I know was given to you by God, that has 100% of efficacy. Once you catch this virus, your body handles it well, as we saw in our children, you won't even have symptoms, and it doesn't matter. You will still have a robust immune system that is fighting every single variant that exists as we speak. No Delta can penetrate it. No Gamma can penetrate it. No Lambda can penetrate it. It is all dying and being crushed by the immune system created by God. Not this man-made disaster by the Neanderthals of science that can't even make a vaccine that protects you for a few days, but only puts you in harm's way.
Wow.
And where is this all going, Rochelle Walensky? What is the plan? Seriously, I want everyone to ponder this for a second.
You have to watch him to believe how this
creep
is.
We got locked down. We destroyed our economies because we were waiting for that vaccine unicorn to arrive that was going to save us from all this and change the world so that we could get back to our lives.
Excuse me while I cringe here, but Says, when do people worry about the economy when in other instances, I don't think people were freaking out about the GDP back during the 1918 pandemic. Am I wrong? But I don't have a big dick like this dude.
And now this week, as Michael Rappaport so clearly stated in his disillusioned video there, you're telling us that we're super spreaders even after we have vaccinated. So put masks back on. So lock back down. So hide from the sun. So shut down restaurants. Destroy all of our jobs. Oh, and let's get a passport so that everybody has to take a product that only seems to be good at injuring you. To what end? Where does this end? What is the rainbow at the end of this road? There's no vaccine we're waiting for. Is the virus just going to disappear? Because it hasn't done that. It seems.
Well, honestly, what I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll give you some of my opinions since I'm on the topic. I think I don't want to put a political context in here, but it seemed like the federal administration kind of thought, well, it would magically disappear in that sense. They didn't say it. It's not like how POTUS, Trump, used to say it. But I think it was a little too quickly, and I think not everyone's rushing back to their offices and stuff like that either. So if anyone's taking a set of caution, God bless you if there's a God.
It seems to be mutating based on the vaccine pressure that Geert so brilliantly and profoundly stated. So what's the end road? A world where we're constantly masked? Until the masks no longer work, we recognize it, and then comes the helmet, the air helmet.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, now we feel like we're just drama living queen. On Mars. We're all boy in the bubble, baby in the bubble. Is that the end goal of the CDC? The Neanderthals? We're just shocked by the discovery that the Delta variant just is not being handled by this vaccine. That somehow the mutation of the spike protein and the specific antibodies aren't even recognized. It's just getting pounded from all sides. They're shocked.
Shocked. Not to mention he is discrediting mRNA and other advances in science. He is a complete dick. He had the lady behind the plandemic, which seemed to be she was a disgruntled worker, just was jealous of Fauci, and has made a personal vendetta with that film for all intents and purposes. And he was talking slowly when he was interviewing her because he wanted to persuade you to think that, you know, these people are our side's better. Good God.
We knew this is where we were going to land. We knew why you were censoring us, because you were too stupid to be able to show anybody the truth.
Oh.
To even know the truth yourselves. Folks, we must resist. We must resist now, because there is only one way forward. Everyone is going to... Wait a minute. I think I said this before. I feel like I'm about to be redundant. Wait, I did. Here, play this. What did I say before? It's got me a lot of trouble. Play it. It's a common cold for 99.74%.
Oh, my God. What a fucking dick. I mean, it's not a cold. I mean, I had the COVID-19 after New Year's, okay? And I was... Yes, and it felt like a flu. And I've had the flu at least twice in my lifetime. And it was pretty bad. I mean, just the difference is if someone else got it, it would have killed them, you know, quicker than a regular cold. Okay? It's... what a dickhead.
Let's go outside. Let's take off our masks. We're not on drugs, and we don't need to be on drugs. Let's catch this cold. That was back in June of 2020, over a year ago. And by the way, New York Times has quoted it. Washington Post is quoting it. This is what they say. Del Beatry, the spreader of misinformation
Big
that
tech.
Once told his audience to go out and catch this cold. That's right. I did. And we should have. We should have. We should have let all of our kids catch this cold instead of giving them other upper respiratory issues and infections and driving them to suicide, because we might be at herd immunity now. There may be no Delta virus if you'd have let us catch this damn cold.
But okay, yeah, just to let you know, he was pounding his chest really hard. It was like, I'm reenacting it, and my chest was a little, I banged up my chest just doing that reenactment.
But instead, this is the headline that all of us are essentially reading every day of our stupid lives. To defeat Delta variant, experts recommend doing all the things that didn't work the first time. Couldn't have been said better.
Well, and not to mention that, Big Dick, but I think a lot of people didn't do this stuff the first time around. Like, no one socially distanced, no one wore a mask. If you couldn't socially distance. This guy has no sense.
Country. And our founding fathers told us that if a law is unjust, not only do you have the right to oppose it, you are demanded. And it is upon you that you must oppose it. Here it is. If a law is unjust and a man is not only right to disobey it, he is obligated to do so.
Okay, so this is equivalent to a hot chick that defies high school policies for wearing, you know, skimpy camisoles and or halter top and, you know, showing her bra straps or either all above or showing her, you know, belly bling and stuff like that. And she's interpreting, well, I have the freedom to express myself. And, you know, these rules, I'm going to just defy it. It's very juvenile. I mean, America's really, I'm embarrassed to be an American. This is the kind of, like, let me take the rules and make it my own interpretation. What a big dick.
We have an obligation. We must do what's right. This doesn't end. This nightmare
doesn't end. Yes, I have the right to show
off
all my skin and turn on horny teenagers.
And Tony Fauci.
My teenage boys.
Who are going to mask us until the end of our lives. Are going to tell us the air we breathe is illegal unless we go out and breathe it. Unless we go out and catch this cold. Let me make it clear.
He's
calling
it a cold.
So it's not taken out of context again. There are people that cannot catch this cold. There are people suffering from cancer and heart disease. And
but
many
wait
other illnesses,
what he suggests.
Many of them doubled up upon them, and they are on their deathbeds as we speak. And if they catch this cold, they will die.
Exactly.
But here's what we know. If you're vaccinated and you walk in on them, you're likely to kill them because you don't know you're carrying the virus because the vaccine didn't stop it. So the vaccine is not the answer. Here's the answer. Once again, let's go back to the great Barrington Declaration we announced over a year ago.
Oh,
this
is bad.
The world-renowned scientists that said what we should do. We must protect those that are serious and critical condition that cannot handle catching this cold. Let's protect them. Let's, you know, hermetically seal all the food that goes in and out of their homes. And believe me, we better do this right because the fall is coming. And the next flu is coming, and they're going to lock us down, and they're going to come at us with a war of stupidity. Are you going
wow.
to let the stupid people reign, or are you going to go out and say, you know what? I'm healthy.
That's what you
do. I'm strong. I've handled every other cold and flu that ever hit me. Some of them were real doozies.
Wow.
Only this time, I've got ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine,
budesonide.
I can go to frontline doctors, or I can go to Jeffrey Barkey's website, or I can reach out to Richard Bartlett, or I can call the High Wire, who will put you in touch with any of those people.
Oh my goodness. So he is basically implying that taking those fringe medicines that haven't, I mean, they had not worked, it might work for some and not for all. What's next? Ingesting Clorox? The fuck?
We have treatments to get you through if you happen to have difficulty.
Don't
but let it be known
Karen.
To everyone on this planet, no one is going to hide from this virus. It has been so clearly stated, it is here to stay. And unless you want to live with a helmet on your head, unable to do sports, never really having the life we once knew because you're stuck with this plastic helmet on your head. If that is not your future, then you don't want to be listening to Rochelle Walensky, Anthony Fauci, or President Joe Biden. You want to be listening to your God-given intuition.
God-given intuition.
Death rate of 0.2%. I highly doubt I'm in that 0.2%. So I am going to do what's right.
I'm gonna
stand up for my nation in this world and go out and catch this cold. And once you have,
be careful what you wish for.
Have some ivermectin and sit down nested to the high wire, because we're going to keep bringing you the truth on the best website now built in this movement, with a community page where we can talk all about it and no
We're
one
pink.
Is going to censor you, as we rebuild the foundation of freedom in the United States of America and become that beacon of light and truth and understanding about our health, about our strength, that the world can follow. Let's do it together. This is the High Wire. You are my people. And I stand with you.
Us versus
let's stand
them.
Stand up and let's hold the line. I'll see you next week.
That he normally does a spiel for 2 hours. At least our show's a little bit more entertaining. But he is like playing with fire. I mean, he's going to be careful what he wishes for. Again, history, like, he you know, if you try to reason with him with history, he won't reason with history. But he's like a male Karen. He acts like a fucking diva. And he's got a name of a porn star. It's like a porn star's name, Bill Dub Bigtree. He's ditzy as hell. I think his time in California makes him dumb as a brick. And not saying a little brick either, but alrighty. I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna make some new graphic bumpers and stuff like that for the break, so it's not just a solid black. But that's gonna be something down the road. I think we're due for a new graphics package, anyways, because apparently, I looked at the MASAB presentation. I don't know which graphic came first. The MASAB, our virtual show last fall, or was it the weekly? So apparently these graphics came at the same time, and I forget. So I was ripping off my own customer's graphics package, I guess. All right, so coming up next, we're going to do the click phones again. And please call in for the Lit Up in Relationships Hour. We're going to do Cleveland's own Courtney Ryan on pubic hair. I know, it's really weird. You never thought she would talk about something about the southern region, her own words, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Be right back.